This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here is Bill O'Brien on the Texans' offensive line play.
There were some really good things and then some things we need to clean up. Some things we did that I thought schematically was really good, and then other things that we need to do a better job of coaching. But I thought that, you know, just like I said about the second week, I think they're getting better.
What is our panic level on the Dwayne Brown situation right now?
It's going down. Well, it's starting to go down.
There's a meter every week based on the outcome.
Yeah. So I thought the offensive line did a decent job. Look, he got three sacks. They were sacked.
Two.
Two, he was sacked
and one
twice.
Of them he ran out of bounds.
Excuse me. He was sacked two times. One was a cheap one. So. And he probably avoided another handful of them, or two or three sacks.
Yeah.
But so I thought the offensive line did a really good job. The offensive line, how you're going to help this offensive line is it is not the best front seven of the Patriots of any team in the NFL. It's one of their weaknesses, their front seven. So you got to keep that in mind. But I just love the running game is going to help the play action game. And whenever you have the play action working, it really is going to help offensive linemen do a better job of blocking guys. It slows them down. They hesitate. They're tired because they did, you know, they did some of the things that I thought maybe they would do as far as a lot of their design plays were boots and that stretch play that Kubiak likes to run, the Peyton Manning likes to run, right? And so what that does is that gets the defensive linemen moving, gets them tired. And so then they got to redirect up the field, and it just really helps offensive linemen do their job better. So I thought all in all, the offensive line did a good job, part and parcel, because the game plan was so good that it helped the offensive linemen, I think, do a better job of protection.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything deceptive about them only giving up a couple sacks. I know Watson's mobility is going to make any offensive line look better than this one looked when Savage was in there. But I thought there were times in that game where Deshaun Watson stood back there and had a lot of time to throw the football.
But it's interesting, though. The Bengals and the Patriots haven't thrown the kitchen. They haven't played a team in the last 2 weeks. They're just throwing the kitchen sink at them. The Jaguars threw more blitzes at Deshaun Watson than the Bengals did and the Patriots did overall.
Yeah.
And so there has yet to be a team that's really, I think, to hit them with exotic blitzes. Oh, that's this week.
Yeah, I was about
Dick LeBeau.
Yeah.
That's what Dick LeBeau's expertise is exotic blitzes.
Yeah.
And so he's going to see something different this week than he's seen, and it's going to be a much more difficult thing, I think.
I read a scout's account of what LeBeau's doing on defense in Tennessee these days, and believe it or not, this may sound like blasphemy, but apparently he's relying more and more on man-to-man coverage. Mm. The you know, architect of the zone blitz scheme is apparently less interested in that than he used to be.
And drafted Adoree Jackson. They signed Logan Ryan in free agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they upgraded the personnel on that side of the ball.
But your point about the O-line, I agree with, Ted. Hard to argue. 125 yards rushing, even though they were just under 4 yards per carry. And what I mentioned earlier, 9 yards per pass attempt, the lack of sacks. I mean, you can't really criticize the O-line much.
You know, Xavier had his, though, a little bit. You know, Xavier Suofilo gave up a sack. Giacomini gave up a sack. They had their moments, but Greg Mance, to me, should be the starting right guard. Jeff Allen, who was hurt this past game because of, I forget exactly what
ankle.
You know, to me, he number 79, Jeff Allen, I think he should lose his job. I hate to say that. At least, I just think Greg Mance is more than capable of filling in for him if he's still going to continue to be out with an injury.
Dwayne Brown's out for this team on one side of the ball. Brian Cushing's out for this team on the other side of the ball. Was there any point in the game yesterday where you said to yourself, I wish they had Cushing out there. They might have been able to win this game.
Yeah, not once.
Yeah, me neither.
Not one time.
Zach Cunningham did a good job yesterday.
He was their leading tackler. He was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's fine. He's a tackle monster. He's good in coverage. I think they coached his ass so hard in training camp.
Yes, they did.
It's gonna pay dividends. He had to grow up fast, Zach Cunningham, and he's growing up fast.
Playing time is gonna benefit him. He's getting better.
He is. Yeah. He is getting better.
Yep. All right.
And they, you know what? I thought maybe there would be a little bit more try to exploit The linebackers
they did
in coverage.
Zero throwing to the backs out of the backfield.
You know why?
Because they were getting 25 yards of catch downfield.
Maybe. Because they had, Corey Moore wants to guard Gronk. Okay, well, let's just,
right.
You know, we'll just throw it up to Gronk. It didn't work the first time. It's got to work the second time, right?
Yeah. You're talking about in the end zone. Yeah.
Yeah. How about putting two guys out on Gronk?
In the red zone, absolutely.
In the red zone.
Yep.
But hey, you know, Vrabes, look, you know what? It's the Patriots. There's a lot of weapons. You got Brandon Cooks, you got James White, you got Deion Lewis.
Yep. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.